The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good evening, Rolly, and how are you? What's your day been like in
good,
Israel?
Thanks. And yeah, no, we are fast heading into the evening, even though the sun is still up, but let's get into it and let's talk about the projectiles that have been launched towards Israel today. Now, we haven't seen any rockets or mortars launched at Israel, but we are seeing renewed incendiary device attacks. And the IDF reported within the last 2 hours that balloons had landed in two schools. One had landed very, very close to where children were playing in a kindergarten in Sdot Negev. Thank goodness, no children were hurt or burnt, but the kindergarten teacher saw the device land in the playground while the children were outside and immediately called police, and police sappers were distributed immediately or deployed immediately to the kindergarten to deal with it. And this is not the only major issue that Israel is facing today. We've spoken about the kites, the balloons, the condoms that Hamas and arson terrorists are using from the Gaza Strip. But horrible, horrible news is that they are now strapping these incendiary devices to birds. And they have been using the common kestrel, which is a magnificent raptor. They have been strapping these incendiary devices to these creatures and sending them into Israel to burn fields. I don't even want to speak about the torture that these animals are enduring. It is a horrible, horrible new development, and many of us in Israel are very, very curious. We want to know where the world media is, where the animal rights activists are. We want to hear from PETA and the World Wildlife Fund, because this is a horrible new occurrence that has disgusted the state of Israel.
Yeah, if you're waiting for animal rights organizations to open up, really don't hold your breath. Trump and Putin, let's talk about what they had to say about Israel.
Well, they had a lot to say, and according to Americans, none of it good for America. There's been a lot of speculation and a lot of commentary coming up, but what they did speak about, what was quite high on the agenda, was the issue of Israel and the threat posed by Syria allowing Iran in Syrian space. And they spoke at length about the situation, and Putin said that he has basically crushed rebels in the southwest of Syria, and that he is urging both Syria and Israel to comply with the May 1974 Separation Forces Agreement. According to President Vladimir Putin, this will bring peace to the Golan Heights and bring more peaceful relationships between Syria and Israel and provide security to the state of Israel. What we have seen developing on our border today are some 200 Syrian refugees fleeing violence and trying to get into the state of Israel. And it's very, very difficult for Israelis, because we want to open our hearts and our borders to let refugees in. Unfortunately, we cannot. We cannot cope with the influx of refugees. We also have to take into consideration that Syria is still considered an enemy country, and also who is coming in with those refugees. So a tremendously difficult situation on our border. However, Israel, both NGOs, the IDF, and civilians continue to send in humanitarian aid on a daily basis and provide much-needed medical care to wounded Syrians.
Very, very quickly, Rolene, we've only got about another minute or two, but can we talk about this Golden Family flotilla to Gaza? So Hadar Golden is one of the soldiers whose bodies are still with Hamas in Gaza. They refuse to give it back. And his family are on a flotilla to Gaza. What are they doing there?
Well, it's very symbolic that they chose to use the flotilla, because this kind of activism does get the attention of the government and the army. And, you know, our hearts really break for both the Golden and the Shaul families, who are waiting for the remains of Hadar Golden, Zichrono Levracha, and Oron Shaul, Zichron Olivracha, to be returned to this, to Israel, to their families, so that they can be buried with honor, with dignity. The remains of these two soldiers who fell during Operation Protective Edge, or Mivtza Tzuk Eitan, are still being held by Hamas, and the families have really, in their opinion, have tried everything. They have appealed to the Red Cross, they have appealed to the United Nations, the international community, to the army, to Prime Minister Netanyahu and his government. Frustration also coming from 400 members of the IDF who have given their medals that they obtained for fighting during Operation Protective Edge, saying they'll get back their medals when the government brings back the body of these two soldiers, because we don't leave a man behind. We need to honor that commitment as soldiers, as well as the peaceful kite protest along our southern border a couple of weekends ago, while we faced the barrage of incendiary devices. Our civilians stood at the border flying blue and white kites, appealing for the bodies of these two soldiers to be returned to the bosom of their family. And the Golden family saying that they're embarking on this flotilla. It's they're only an hour away from Tel Aviv, their two sons, and it's absolutely not acceptable. And they've called for the release of two Israeli civilians that are still being held in Gaza, Avira Mengistu and Hisham al-Sayed.
And, yeah, hopefully they will be returned soon. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks. And we'll speak to Rolene tomorrow night.